The Utah State School Board held off on a decision Friday to approve a tax deal that would bring a Facebook data center to West Jordan. The school board is one of five taxing entities that have to sign off on the deal. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Republican State Senator Howard Stevenson told school board members on Friday he backed legislation to exempt sales tax on data centers in order to collect property taxes for education. But because $240 million in tax exemptions were worked into the Facebook deal, he said it doesn't pencil out.
They use up our limited water resources. They use up our limited electrical grid resources. They use up our land that could be used for tax-paying purposes for almost no property taxes.
Stevenson told the board if it must vote in favor of the project, it should seek to ensure the school portion of the tax increment is the last to be used. The school board discussed that option, but ultimately voted to wait until another taxing entity, the Jordan School District, decides how they will vote on the matter. Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams and members of the county council have indicated they don't want the project to move forward. The Jordan Valley Water District is likely to sway in favor of it. West Jordan City Manager Mark Palish says it will be a huge boon for the economy in the long run.
I think it'll be a major step forward in attracting these type of businesses to Utah. We're looking at 3.3 million square feet in six buildings and high-tech jobs, which then convince other companies to locate here as well.
West Jordan Mayor Kim Rolfe said a deal with Facebook would also mean 12 years of construction and service industry-related jobs. He says through the course of this arrangement, two other tech companies have shown interest in locating near the data center.
I won't stop until we can try and get everyone in support of it. There's always room for negotiation from our side.
The Jordan School District and Salt Lake County will vote on the issue next Tuesday. Whitney Evans, KUER News.